This afternoon, the Tampa Bay Rays presented their preliminary financial plan for a new $450 million waterfront stadium to the St. Petersburg City Council. The Rays said their financial plan would not require any new tax funding until after 2016, when a hotel tax would have to be reauthorized to continue to fund the new stadium. Before his presentation to City Council, WMNF spoke with Matt Silverman, the president of the Rays.
We're presenting an outline for a financing plan for the new ballpark and the redevelopment of Tropicana Field. It's something that we think is a great deal for not only the Rays, but the community, the county and the city. And the key is Tropicana Field's development potential. It can generate hundreds of millions of dollars of tax revenues, and we'll use some of those funds to help fund the new ballpark, but a lot of those funds will go back to the city and the county and help support services that are being threatened in today's budget environment.
And the total cost for the new project?
Yeah, the total cost is about $450 million. 60% or so would be from private funds, 40% from public funds, which compares very favorably compared to other Major League Baseball deals. Those 40% publicly, about half, a little more than half, would come from the extension of the tourist tax. Those are out-of-towners who are spending their money, and those dollars would be used for the ballpark, and then the city extending its current some financial support for baseball. And in return, we get a great economic development story. We get over $1 billion worth of development in downtown St. Pete, and something that can help us grow, lots of jobs, lots of dollars for schools. It's something we think is very compelling. We're excited to begin the conversations with the city and the county about it.
And the 60%, you guys had mentioned about $100 million coming from the Rays. Is there another source?
Yeah, the $150 million that comes from the Rays will be supplemented by the price that the developer pays for the land at Tropicana Field, and also by the parking revenues that our customers, the people who come to the games, will be paying in the city-owned garages in downtown St. Pete. And we think that the combination of those funds will get us 60% of the way there, and then there's the 40% from the public. It's a complicated plan, and we're going to present the outline today and then begin real detailed conversations in the coming weeks and months with the city and the county.
But the idea of including parking revenue generated from city parking lots as part of the 61% the Rays consider the private contribution to the construction costs was questioned by City Council Chair Jamie Bennett.
One of your revenue sources was $55 million for parking. Could you explain how does that work? Is this agreements that you have for X number of years, signed contracts? How do you generate the $55 million, which was what, 12%?
Silverman said the Rays did not know for sure, but offered one suggestion where the team would lease parking spots in a manner that the Florida Marlins organization does currently.
The short answer is we don't know, and that's why we're eager to begin these conversations in detail with the city to identify how we can come up with those revenue streams. There are a couple of different possibilities. One of them, as Mike mentioned, is for the team to lease a certain number of spaces, pay for those, guarantee that revenue stream, which can be bonded against, and then we can resell those spaces to our customers.
Silverman said that if St. Petersburg decides to build a waterfront stadium for the Rays organization, it would be one of the only LEED-certified green sports stadiums in the country and would have 20 to 30% of the carbon footprint of Tropicana Field. The newest member of City Council, Carl Nurse, also questioned the Rays about what they considered contributions from private sources.
When you say that the private sector would pay 61%, do we get any credit for donating the land effectively?
The Senior Vice President of Development and Business Affairs for the Rays, Michael Kalt, responded.
That number is a developer payment. We're considering those private dollars given that we have the land under lease for another 20 years, and that's, you know, that's a matter of interpretation about whether or not that's truly a private money or public money through the land itself. The reality is that we the decision was made in the mid 80s to basically give a baseball team 85 acres of land in downtown. So it is coming from private dollars in terms of from a budget perspective, and that's how we've allocated it.
The St. Petersburg City Council will hold a workshop on the Rays proposal on Thursday, May 22nd at 1:30 p.m., and there will be a public hearing that night at 6 p.m., both in the council chamber at City Hall. To learn more about the Rays proposal, visit MajorLeagueDowntown.com. To learn about opposition to the proposal, visit stpetepow.com. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.